This recording, Michigan 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either. 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yeah, I have 2 sisters, 1 brother, and like a foster brother person. My brother is 21, my sister is 18, my sister is 16, and then who's like the foster brother person is 22, he might be 23. Yeah. nothing wild, I don't know, we don't really, there's kind of a bunch of us, so we don't really get together that often. Played soccer a lot, my dad was our soccer coach, acted. Did a little bit of all of the sports, lacrosse, tennis, baseball, softball, soccer, definitely soccer. Volleyball, I wasn't that good at it though. Soccer stories, I know one girl, she was on my little sister's team. She was like the goalie, she would dive for the ball and she got her jaw broken because someone kicked her in the jaw like. And she was like 10 and I was like, that is a badass little girl. She wanted to keep playing too. It's a cool school. A little too white. I think there needs to be more diversity. I like the classes a lot. I like my major, one of my majors, ARCA. Small college, big university. That's sort of like our selling point. I love it. Probably the variety of classes. I've taken some weird classes. I took like a music class where we learned how to do Appalachian yodeling. What else have I taken? I've gone to prison. I've taught theater at prisons before through one of my classes. I go to East Lansing High School. I teach social justice to them through one of my classes. So it's just like a bunch of weird community engagement stuff. Act, I mean, I'm still trying to look for where I want to go. DC, Atlanta, New York. I'm hoping this summer to find programs to get into. I've been applying for a lot of them. So I hopefully can get some training and not be in East Lansing, because that is not the goal. So far, just straight up theater. I haven't really had many experiences with film. I'd like to get into it more. Of course, more training is always necessary. But theater, drama, I don't know if I can't be funny on purpose. I'm like unintentionally funny. I don't really know if I have comedic timing or anything. But yeah. My favorite class this semester, it might be my race and casting class with Anne. She's teaching that. We talk about the history of like race in theater. We've talked about minstrel shows and now we're on to melodramas, and then we have read An Octoroon by Dion Boucicault, and then we're going to read The Octoroon by Brandon Jacob Jenkins. We have to watch a Wild West show, movie thing. It's just really interesting. It's like there's no right answers, and then my brain hurts, and I'm like, this is so difficult, but I really like it.